Well, we have a blessing this evening. We have some testimonies from RU this evening, and five of them. Don't go too awful long, you guys, when you share your testimonies, or we won't, you won't have any choir practice tonight. So this is a blessing, and I'm hoping it'll be a blessing to you as well. So Brother Mike, you're going to be first? That's what he's got. This is the order. I won't get up, only say it this time. Mike, Julie, Darlene, Nino, and who's you? Okay.
Well, as y'all know, I was in a job that I wasn't able to come on Wednesday nights and on Friday nights. The Lord fixed that because I need that spiritual shot in the arm in the middle of the week. And whether it's Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, God has gotten me back into RU after a three-year absence. And man, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. I am addicted to different things. I am addicted to a lot of things. I am addicted to, well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm addicted to, but I'm addicted to a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you right now, this ministry, if you work at it, and if you do the challenges, God will bless your life. And I just want to let you know that if you haven't given RU a try, you ought to come out, because I'll tell you what, you will be blessed, and you will have camaraderie, and we eat a lot of food at the end, and it's great. And God really blesses me just for being here. And I just want to let you know that I love it. I don't want to miss it ever again. It's spectacular. That's all I wanted to say.
Hello. Well, public speaking is a great fear of mine. So that right there is testimony to me how much RU has worked in my life. I'll try to keep my composure. I knew nothing of the program other than that Wanda did it on Friday nights for the nursery. For years, she's talked, I gotta do RU for the nursery. My life was a mess. I came to New York. I asked Wanda, looking every week at the bulletin, I want to get busy doing something at church. I love your church. And it said, RU. What is RU? What does that stand for? It's a big secret. Nobody knew. Nobody could really tell me. I couldn't really figure it out. So I asked Wanda and I asked Michael, and they said, I don't remember their exact words. I said, I'm going to try it out. So, yep, I can bring Clark. Okay, I'm coming Friday. I thought, really, why am I going? I'm coming. Well, I was an addictions counselor for years. I was a probation officer for years. I certainly can have something to do at RU. Ha! Joke's on me. The joke was really on me. There I go, getting in the Lord's way again. I came here thinking that this was going to be something that's going to make me feel better about myself. Well, that first night, Jesse, I don't know if I felt so good about myself, but I did by the time I left. The girls, the first talk, give praises. The second talk, we talked to each other. I sat there at that table of girls, and I thought, I like this. This is group counseling at its best. I like this. Everyone tells their little thing for the week. And I was petrified. I sat there and I said to Jesse Lee, I said, I don't know where to begin. I have 7 minutes. Or she says, you have 7 minutes and you can have them all. And I bawled and I barfed up all over her table. And it's been the best thing that's happened to me. The principles, if you work them, are the best thing that ever could have happened to me from this day forward. Should I get back into addictions counseling ever again, it is always what was missing in my career. It is not anything school can teach you. It is what is missing in the secular programs. Yes, exactly. It is absolutely what was always missing. The 12-step program is what I was taught to teach. It was what I was taught to hammer. And for probation officer, my clients, the only ones that ever really changed their lives were the ones that were in their own program, in their own churches, and they had God in their lives.
Amen.
And I cannot express to you enough how much RU is not the dirty word addictions. And that's not to dismiss those who need it. Everyone here has a family member or a friend or coworker. Everyone or themselves knows addictions. Please get it out. Bring them here. It's a way for witnessing. and for all of you. As Rosario put it, and it's been laid in my heart since the day he had Sunday school, he said, this is not God's podium, or this is God's podium, it's not yours. This is God's pews. These are God's Bibles. These are God's brothers and sisters to you. This is God's ministry, and we need to take care of it.
Amen.
And if you think for a moment you have a good relationship with Jesus, what I've been taught through RU, I don't. And I suspect a lot of you don't either. If you think it's good and it's great, last I checked, we all fall short of the glory. Check it out. Check the table out. Just take a book home and read it. The daily journal will do your life wonders. And it's not the journal, it's God.
Amen.
It is Jesus, and he makes free. And that is our slogan. That's it.
Amen.
I think that's it.
My name's Darlene. When I first started RU, I thought, what's RU? I did not want to go to RU. I fought it tooth and nail because I came to it just to find out what it was about, but I didn't want to go to it even though Pastor suggested it. I fought it. I didn't like it. I didn't, I actually hated it, truthfully. It took me about 3-4 weeks because I did not want to come here, but they kept telling me to try to do the challenges and you might like it. And the more I did it, the more I liked it, and the more you learn a whole new way to pray, you'd get to study God's word, learn a whole new way to study God's word, and it just becomes so much more alive to you than you've never learned before, and just a whole new way to pray than you've ever learned before. If you open up and you learn the principles and you learn the fruits of the Spirit, and you go through and you study your word, study God's word, and you teach it the way, you learn it the way they teach it in the principles and through the way they teach it in the book, you get so much more than you've ever bargained for. I've been through the book twice. I thank God for it. I cannot comprehend and I cannot explain all that I've learned other than give God praise for it and what he's done.
Hi, I'm Jessie Lee, for those of you who don't know, and we've been coming to RU for about 6 years now, and we've been coming to this church, I think it's been 12, and my husband wanted me to come to RU. It's funny that Darlene says that she didn't want to come because I didn't want to come either. I thought, ugh, pride here. So I come to church Sunday morning, go to church Sunday evening, come to church Wednesday night. What do I need another ministry for? I don't want to do this. We're going. Okay, I'll go. We went. Well, my question to you is, do you know what RU is? Reformers Unanimous. It's a commitment to change with same mind. I think that if you guys come to church every week, you understand that you want to commit to change, to be better for Christ. Reformers Unanimous is not an addiction program for where we sit down and talk about addictions every week. I'll tell you, we all have an addiction. My son Rosario said this, and it's funny that he's coming out twice again on the bus. A couple years ago when he was doing the bus, he said, you have an addiction. Somebody said, oh, I don't need anything, da, da, da. He said, you have an addiction. You have an addiction to sin. We all sin. You don't know what your sin is. I don't know what my sin is all the time. And of course, Mike says we all know we're addicted to a little bit of something. But I'll tell you something. We all have a problem. And who can quote the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Well, that's what RU is. It's an advanced discipleship program on the fruits of the Spirit. And then after you graduate that book, it's a fruit of righteousness. And after that one, I don't know, because I haven't gotten to that one yet. I've been there 6 years. They just came out the new books. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. I'm going to give you the opposites of some of these addictions. Love. Self-love. Joy. Frustrated. You guys ever been frustrated? Peace. Worried. Long-suffering. Quint temper. Do you ever lose your temper? I mean, just for a couple minutes. Gentleness, harsh. Goodness, meanness. Faith, doubt. Meekness, discord. Temperance, self-control. That's what RU is. This is why I came to RU. Jude 1:20-25. But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating you in the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto them that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. We go over the principal. There's a little video. For the last 10 weeks, we've had the privilege of Jeff Lauder coming and do the principles for us. It's a nice change up once in a while. But we listened to the principal. It was started by Stephen Currington. He's a lot like some of you. He was a second-generation Christian, I believe. But I know he was the son of a pastor who went wrong. I mean, we're all here trying to train our children. You ever think one of them might go wrong? Well, he did. Mm-hmm. He got into addictions. His life is a wreck. And guess what? God gave him an open door.
Amen.
And it started out with one person the first week. And after that, it was just a couple couples for about 5 weeks. And then it grew into this amazing international ministry. Now, he's gone to be with the Lord now, but that testimony moves on forever. And I will tell you, the challenges, I came to RU, we listen to the challenges, we give a little praise, we fill out a little praise card, then we pray together, simple, very small, testimony, but powerful, and then we go into the second talk, this paper right here. This paper is why I'm still in RU. How many of you read your Bible every day? I don't read my Bible every day. I try really hard, though. I sat down, I thought, I'm a good Christian. I've been in church and saved 6 years now. That's back then when he asked me. This is what we fill out when we go into group. Attendance on Friday. Well, I'm here, so I get that one, freebie. Awards, you get a knowledge. You need an accountability partner? There's this, RU. Challenges, these are the books. They study all those fruits and things that I mentioned. I'm not trying to sell you anything, I'm trying to tell you. It's just discipleship. It's a Bible study. If you can't make it on Fridays because you have to work, get the book. Journaling. Oh, I read my Bible. Well, then I had to write it down. Man, how many days did I read my Bible this week? Oh, I think it was 2. Oh, I got a journal too? Man. Okay, I think it was 2. Wrote down 2. Well, then I was like, what is really journaling is? Then it tells you. It's how you communicate. We all have miscommunications. Pastor says that many times. But we all do. We live in a family. We all have miscommunications. It happens. We're busy. So, journaling. I had to go back every week and write down, okay, how many did I read my Bible and journal? Really communicate with the Lord this week. I'll tell you, when I get under 4, I'm a grump. 4 a week. Under 4, I'm a grump. Ask the girls in second talk. They know it. Because it's accountability. It was convicting to sit down and write, how often do I do this every week? So then, guess what? I started doing it every day. Then how often I go to church? Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening. And then if I give out a track. An invitation to RU or a testimony. RU's changed my life.
Amen.
It's been great. It's an opportunity to witness the lost, to become some of the best friends you'll ever make, and to get some accountability through the Word of God. And we can't always just get that on Sunday.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Nino. RU has helped me in many different ways. I define it as a Strongholds Bible Discipleship course. And in the beginning, when Lee Hedge came to this church, he was looking for a church to start this RU ministry. And I didn't really like that idea because I didn't know who he was. And I didn't want to take the time to get to know him because we got an outsider coming in and wanting to start a ministry. And I was heavily against the RU ministry because I didn't want our church to turn into a meeting place for users or for people to come together and decide what they're going to do that week sinfully. That bothered me. I didn't want a bad testimony on the church. So there was a lot of things about RU in my own mind that made me angry that I didn't want that ministry here when it first came. And so I stayed away from it. And Lee Hedge, I prayed with him on Wednesday night several times, and he invited me to the ministry. He invited me several times. And I told him no several times. And I told him that, you know, I was interested in soul winning. I wanted to share the gospel in whatever chance I got. And I like talking to Mormons. I like talking to Jehovah's Witnesses. I love talking to the atheists. They're my personal favorite. And they really are. People that think they're smarter than God are just fun. But So, I talked to him and I told him that I would not go to RU, but I will invite people to go to it. And then he said, well, why don't you just come on out so you that way you know what you're, who you're inviting, what you're inviting people to. And I couldn't say no to that because the way that he said it was just, well, all right, well, that makes sense. I should. So that way I can at least tell them what they're going to. And so I did. I came to it, and then I saw people clapping for a praise. And I said, no, I'm not clapping. I'm not doing it. I didn't like it, and I think you should just stop. And then there were some other things that just kind of irked me, and I just didn't like it. And I was just kind of realizing, man, I'm such a rebel. I'm so rebellious. If you just take off all the discipline off me, I would just be, I don't even know what would happen, just a rebel. And I was just convicted about that. And so I hated the ministry, and I didn't know why. And people loved it. And so I made the decision that night. I said, well, I got to come back again because I don't have enough reason to not come back yet. I don't have any reason to put up a wall and say I'm never going to that thing again. And so I came back, and then I realized that, you know, this thing has encouraged me to get into the Word of God and to memorize some verses and to slow down as you're in the Word of God and really think about what you're doing. And those, and once I saw that part of the ministry, I said, okay, I'll do that. I'll memorize some verses, no problem. And then I came back and I had to quote them out loud to the people in Second Talk. And that was new for me because I never did that as a child or anywhere. And so when I started doing that after a couple times, I was like, man, this is fun. This is a good thing. It's holding me. I like the accountability part. I didn't really like, you know, thinking about how much time. If I could close my eyes, I'd look at the clock and then I'd pray and then I'd open my eyes back up and I'd have to log that down, like how much time did I actually spend in prayer? And then to think about how much time is in a week and how much time did I spend in a prayer, I was just like, man, there's so much time that I, you know, it's convicting when you think about it that way. So I came a couple more times, and after a while, I realized that I like this ministry because it's helping me do one thing, and that's get closer to the Lord. And it also made me a better soul winner because verses were coming out of me, you know, like quicker and quicker. Like when I was talking to somebody, I didn't have to think about a verse. It just came right out, and it was good. And it helped me to learn to listen to the Spirit of God, and that was something that I didn't really do so much of. I was on the bus ministry, and I used to just go out and just hammer things and just hammer people, hammer folks, I'm just here to get the job done, straight and narrow. I'm just going to wail through as fast as I can. But a lot of it was, most of it was in my own strength. And RU taught me just to slow down and let God be in control. So there was reasons that I hated the ministry. I didn't know why at the time, so I wasn't going to just allow that to happen. So I came a couple more times just to see what was going on. And after a few weeks, I went to Lee Hedge. I said, hey, what do you do if you're addicted to this ministry? And he would always say this. No matter what question I would ask that guy, he would always say the same thing. It seemed like it. He'd always say, just keep doing the challenges. Just keep doing the challenges. And the challenges is the work. It's the discipleship work. It's memorizing verses. It's looking up words. It's writing essays on Beatitudes or on the fruit of the spirits or on Psalms 1, Psalms 23, just little things like that. And it's self-paced. You just keep on plugging away at it. And before you know it, when you look back, you have this relationship with the Lord that you didn't have before. And you have a group, an accountability group that's helping you to stay into the Word. So after a few weeks, I just fell in love with the program. It helped me to get closer to the Lord. It helped me to slow down through my Bible. It wasn't just a checklist item that I did in the morning anymore. Before RU, I was not moving forward. I missed a lot of church because I work a ridiculous schedule. I work for NORAD, and I'm in the military, and I have no say in when I'm supposed to be there. So I work a crazy schedule. I'm not even going to get into that, but I'm happy I'm here today. So I was not moving forward. And I wanted to say, well, I was standing still, but I knew that that was impossible. And I had to face the fact that I was slowly backsliding. And I didn't like that. I didn't like being a backslider. I had been backsliding before, and I don't ever want to go back to being backsliding again. RU has helped me to become closer to the Lord. It's helped me with my devotions. It helped me with the Bible reading. It helped me with prayer. I pray in four different ways, through praise, through protection, through needs, for forgiveness. And it's helped me to study the Word of God, to actually look at words and to see what they really mean, and then to think about what it is. and not just say, well, I'll look up that word later and then never get around to it. I was bad at doing that. So RU's helped me in those little things, and it helped me to become a soul winner, not, you know, a great one or anything, but I do have a burden in that area. I would love to be successful at it, but I just want to be faithful. That's the conclusion that I've come to, regardless of how good you are at whatever gift or whatever the burden the Lord has put on you, just be faithful at it. So he's given me a desire to share, he's given me a desire to preach, and he's given me a desire to teach, and I've learned to listen to the Spirit of God, and I love what this ministry has done for me, and I believe it can do a lot for anyone who comes out and tries it out and puts it to the test. It is a good ministry, and it will help you get closer to the Lord, regardless of your relationship with him at that particular time.